You're very welcome to another edition of Laura na Páirce here on WLR. Tomás McCarthy to keep you company till 7 o'clock. Another busy show lined up between now and 7. Palmacarbery captain Aileen Wall will look ahead to Sunday's Munster quarter-final against Feddert. Tony Ryan from the Dungarvan Observer will preview this weekend's senior football semi-finals. And we'll also hear from Rathgormack manager Vinnie Murray and Rowan Moore boss Emmett O'Toole, head of Saturday's Premier Intermediate Final.
Oh, edge of the seat stop. Is that the final whistle? Yes, it is! Ballymacarbery jump for joy! Ballymacarbery are Munster ladies football champions for 2022. The 22-year wait is over. Ballymac have captured their 15th Munster crown, and the Michael Ryan Cup is coming back home.
Yeah, a bit emotional to most at the moment, to be honest about it, because, you know, I mean, in fairness to the girls, they have suffered a lot over the years. They put a lot into this. Some of these girls have been around for 20 years or so. I think they deserve that. I think their fitness is probably the difference at the end of the day. They look very fit. The nerves probably kicked in to give away the ball possession a few times, but overall, there's no question about it. They were the better team and deserve to win.
Yes, there were great scenes in Mallow last November when Ballymacarbery celebrated Munster glory for the first time in 22 years. Ballymac started defence of the Michael Ryan Cup against Feddert in Limmy Brine on Sunday at 12 o'clock. It's a Munster quarter-final tie, and Ballymac captain Aileen Wall is on the line to chat about this one. And Aileen, you needed extra time to get past Cumber Rangers last time out. Was that the toughest county final you've ever played in?
Hi, Tomás, how are you? It was the toughest game I think I've ever played, bar none. I think it was the toughest game we've ever put down, but thankfully in the end we came out on the right side of it, so that's all that mattered to us.
When you say it was your toughest game ever, Aileen, in what aspects did Cumber really put it up to you?
Oh, they came at us with everything, Tomás. They were fit, they were fast, they had shooters, they had an excellent game plan put together. You know, they were really trying to move our defence all over the place. I suppose in the run up to it, we had some questionable results, I suppose. We'd lost to them, we'd lost to Kilross and Brickies. So, you know, we were trying to put together the best performance we could. So they did, they came at us with everything. But I suppose the one thing that stood to us on the day, our defence just really came together. The whole thing really came together, and we defended really well against them. So, but they threw the kitchen sink at us, so they did.
Speaking about that defence, Aileen, like, Karen McGrath made an unbelievable catch at the end when you're only 2 points up deep into the extra time. How relieved were you when she grabbed that ball?
Oh, God, complete relief across the whole pitch. If people were there, they remember people were falling down left, right and centre with cramp, you know, which I suppose tells you just how hard all the players, you know, the shift that they had put in that day. But, you know, seeing Karen catch that ball, it was just a total sense of relief. We knew the final whistle was moments away, and that was really the last chance. So I think Karen, she did a catch very similar to that in last year's county final as well. So maybe there wasn't as much on the line for that one, but she seems to always be in the right place at the right time. So, we were just so relieved. And Karen actually herself, she fell to the ground with two cramps just after that. So the whistle didn't, or just came in time.
Yeah, it was an incredible effort from both sides, Aileen, as you mentioned there. Like, and you had, like, players who were in their first county final, you know, the likes of Summer Peters and Ruby Brown. How impressed were you with them?
Oh, no, it was amazing. And I suppose Summer in particular was thrown in at the deep end. Michelle, you know, unfortunately, just in moments away from throwing, had a little niggle, and Summer just got thrown in. And maybe it was the best thing for her. She didn't have any time to think about it. But the likes of Summer, Ruby, Grace Carrigan, you know, these are really young girls for us. And they stepped up to it, and they did what they needed to do that day. And, you know, it's great for the future of Ballymac, you know, to know that there's fantastic players coming through.
And like you mentioned there, Aileen, like, Michelle Ryan missed out. She had to stand on the sideline for the entirety of that county final. Are you hoping to have her back now for Sunday against Feddert?
Yeah, it's all going out for Michelle, thankfully. And she's training away, and hopefully she'll be lining out this Saturday with us, or this Sunday with us. You know, she has been a key player for us for many years. So you know, it was very difficult to face into that county final without her. But you know, we knew that we just needed to do our job, and we knew that someone would slot in, and you know, that everyone had to do a little bit of switching and changing to change their role, but they knew what to do. But you know, hopefully now Michelle will be back on the field on Sunday.
And another player who wasn't there against Cumber Rangers, Aileen, was your own sister, Mairead. Can you explain to our listeners where she was watching the county final?
No, Mairead, yeah, Mairead was in labour at the time of the county final. So I actually left the county final, and I helped her deliver her baby inside in Clonmel Hospital. So it was a very, her husband was away at the time, but he got back in time. But so it was a double celebration that day. We had a new member of the family and a county cup coming home. So it was, you know, Mairead would have obviously loved to have been there, and she'd all plans to be there. She had our oranges and our jellies for half time, but I suppose these things, you can't really plan these things. So, but thankfully, baby Mikey Walsh arrived safe and sound anyway. So that's all that matters.
Oh my God, that's absolutely amazing, Aileen. And is Mairead and new baby Mikey all keeping well now?
All keeping well, all flying. Yeah, I'd say she'd love to be lining out now this Sunday, but I think it's a bit soon. But no, all flying now, and happy little baby. Yeah.
Oh, that's brilliant. That's brilliant to hear, Aileen. And we wish Mairead all the best with that. And I'm sure she's not missing the training on the winter nights at the moment, Aileen, given the weather. Like, what has it been like the past couple of weeks?
Yeah, it's been very difficult. You know, training, it's the weather has just been playing havoc with everything. But unfortunately, we don't have lights in our local pitch at the moment. We're hoping to do a big upgrade in the coming months and year. So we've been looking for pitches, and thankfully the local clubs have been very good to us. Newcastle in particular and Colligan have been great to us recently. But you know, people need to open their pitches, and they you know, they don't always want to do that, which is fair enough. So it's been difficult, but thankfully as well, we have the training facility in our local community centre. So, and the indoor AstroTurf there has been great for nights when we can't get pitches. At least you have somewhere where you can go and do a bit of work, and suppose not a lot of football with the size of it, but you can do a lot of physical work, which is great to get something in and not miss out on those vital sessions.
And how much do you know about your opponents on Sunday, Feddart?
Yeah, I suppose we've actually had a good relationship with Feddart over the last few years. We're playing challenge matches against them, and I suppose they've been striving to win their county final for a few years, and last year broke through. So you know, it'll be a challenge now on Sunday. I suppose they're new to the Munster scene, but they did excellent last year, and they only were narrowly beaten by Banner in the semi-final last year. So they put in a really good show on that day. So, you know, they'll be coming at us now all guns blazing, and they definitely know what it takes now to get through Munster and the hard training you need to do and stuff. So I'm sure they're looking forward to Sunday as well, and have their ship in order, I'm sure.
And the last day at the county final, Aileen, it was great to see such a big crowd in attendance in Naomie Bryan. Are you hoping that your loyal band of supporters will follow you again on Sunday?
Yeah, it was actually amazing to see so many people there, and in particular so many children from the local community, because I suppose you can, you know, the kids, maybe there's a lot going on now these days, and football and hurling, it used to be the number one. It's probably not anymore, but it's great to see them coming out and supporting and getting to know, you know, the local players and stuff. And I suppose in particular, it's great to have Muireann Boyce, one of our senior players. She's teaching over in the local school, so they're mad to support their teacher, which is great. But look, we'd love to see another crowd on Sunday. Hopefully the weather won't be too bad, and people will be encouraged to come out and support us on our quest for Munster again.
Absolutely, absolutely. And just a final question for you, Aileen. This is the first year in a long time we haven't seen you in a Waterford shirt. What has it been like focusing on just club only in 2023?
Yeah, look, it's been a change. It's been a big change of pace, I suppose, in life as well. But I suppose there's, you need to kind of move on at times from things. It's a massive commitment to play with the county. It's just a massive commitment, and I think it's only getting more. There's meetings and psychologists and food prep and the whole lot. And it was just something that was getting a bit too much for me at the time. I'm kind of moving on in life, I suppose, going up in the years and all that. But I was just finding it a bit challenging to keep it all on the go. But look, it was lovely to be able to go down to the village. You didn't have to be getting into the car and going on long trips or whatever, and to go down and meet your friends and stuff, and a bit of an easier pace of training for a while anyway. But I know John Phelan wouldn't like me to say that, but it got going as the year went on. But it's nice to be local and not have to commit so much time to that you would to the county. But the county did have a good year this year. But unfortunately, I suppose they're in the relegation battle. But it was really only a kick of a ball that they could have been in a quarter final. So we definitely followed the Waterford team anyway as much as we could. We got to as many games as we could. But I was glad that I wasn't lining out some of those days, especially the day against Meath when there was thunder and lightning overhead. So it was a change of pace, but I enjoyed the year, and I enjoyed the slower pace, I suppose.
Well, Balmacarby captain Éilean Wall, thanks a million for your time this evening, and all the best against Feddert in Limmy Brine on Sunday.
Thanks a million, Tomás.
Éilean Wall is on the attack. She's on her bike here for a Ballymac, attacking the Cumber goal. It's still Éilean Wall, gives up all inside. Chance of a goal here for Ballymac, and it's buried in the bottom corner of the net by Sive Hanlon. The green flag goes up. Defence splitting run from Éilean Wall into the full forward, Sive Hanlon, and she made no mistake from close range.
Lorne Napurka with Tomás McCarthy on WLR.